You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was talking with Gretchen day before yesterday about piano. We have a baby grand piano at our house, and she is just, she's terrific at it, even though she doesn't play it that much anymore. The thing is, her mom, my mother-in-law who doesn't like me, her mom is really good.
Really?
Maybe could be one of those concert pianists or something. And so she had all of her kids take lessons. She kind of made them take lessons. And it's not like Gretchen regrets that. I mean, she loves playing and stuff like that. But she was asking me if, you know, hey, did your parents ever try to, you know, sign you up for any kind of lessons? And I said, the funny story I have about that is when my sister, who's 18 months older than I am, my parents, one early evening one time, I was probably 12, my sister was 13, they put us in the car. They said, hey, come on, we're going to go somewhere. And they proceeded to drive to one of those stores that sells those con organs, you know, like grandparents have, where you can put in the rumba beat and the salsa beat and stuff like that. And this store was offering lessons for just about anybody. And my parents were thinking, oh, we'll put them in that and they'll get so excited about it that they'll want to take, you know, lessons. It was horrible.
No good, huh?
It was my sister and me sitting there amongst a bunch of essentially senior citizens.
Oh.
All sitting on these different organ benches playing an organ.
That's cute.
That was one and done, because both my sister and I were like, we are not going back.
Never going back.
So that is the closest I ever came to having my parents sign me up for lessons. Otherwise, I don't think I took lessons for anything. Now, you did. You took piano.
I'm making a list here of everything that my parents put me in as a kid. And, you know, many times on the show, I've been able to comment on a lot of various things. I've called myself a dabbler. Mm-hmm. I dabbled in a lot of things. Just my quick list. I was in drums, piano, taekwondo, swimming, baseball, soccer, theater classes, audition classes for commercials, and painting classes. And I would imagine there's a few more that I'm not thinking of, but a litany of things that my parents shoved me into, which I guess is good. It kind of makes you a well-rounded kid, a well-rounded adult. Photography. I did photography classes for many years, too. So it just kind of, you know, it makes you a well-rounded person. I'm happy I did all of this stuff. It's now bleeding over to my kiddos now, where Reed's done baseball, soccer, basketball, and swim. And then little Lila, who's only 6, we've had her in swim and dance classes now. She's dancing the night away.
I want to talk
about
that.
Which is pretty much, it's in the Constitution, right, that you have to sign up every little girl for dance classes. Yeah. Which is basically them just going in and spinning around in circles for 45 minutes at this point.
Yeah, I wasn't counting sports, because I definitely played a lot of sports. My parents had me, you know, they didn't push me into that. They just asked if I wanted it. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of that. But
dance.
So let's talk about dance for just a second. I'm not knocking it. I have to throw the disclaimer out. I am not knocking it. It's adorable. I just wonder why every family seems to put their daughter into dance classes. Is it a thing that they will learn poise?
Poise and posture?
Is that it?
I think there is a level of cuteness to it. So I think we're relying mostly on the cuteness factor at this point, where you see them in the little ballet shoes or the tap shoes, and they're in their little tutus, and they're spinning around, you're like, oh my God, you know, you're going to look back at these times and cry your eyes out type thing. It's cute. Mm-hmm. It's really cute.
I don't knock that, yeah.
But you are sitting there watching it like, I'm paying $200 a month for them spinning around in circles. I mean, why could we be doing this in the basement? It is a bit ridiculous. But, you know, they got to start somewhere, and it's one of those things. It's like, maybe they'll get hooked on dance, and who knows where it'll lead them in life.
Now, I have a couple of friends of mine that it was big time. Like, one friend of mine, her daughter, she put her daughter into dance, and as the young lady got older and older and older, she really took to it, so that when she went to high school, her mom sent her to a high school out in the West Coast that's like dance high school.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's down in
SoCal. Sounds intense.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't, what do you call that school where you send kids, you know, like, what's that, what do they call that when you kids send your kids off to school, you know, high school somewhere else, and they live in a dormitory and stuff like that. It was just like that. But it was dance high school. So she, yeah.
I just envision all these kids like dancing into the front door and then dancing in between classes. And
I remember asking her about it. I said, what's the ultimate, you know, end game here? And she goes, well, she probably would want to go to New York and, you know, start performing in theater and all that other stuff. And from what I understand, she did, when she graduated, did end up going to New York. But I don't think she continued doing dancing.
She gave it up, huh?
The allure of New York, you know, captured her with other things, I believe. And then, you know, and I have a mutual friend, Selena, who listens over in jolly old England.
Mm-hmm.
And her girls, she has three girls, and I think they're all, you know, knee deep into dancing stuff. And she posts
My
photos of them all made up. And
yeah. My sister was in ballet, jazz, and tap, and hip hop. It was like four different genres of dance. She tore it up at the club when she got older, man. She was, you know, tap
Weren't
dancing at the club.
Were you and Nicole going to go do hip-hop dance
we
classes?
We have talked about doing line dancing classes. I kind of want
to
learn.
What happened to the hip-hop?
No, I don't want to do hip-hop classes. I want to do line dancing.
I thought you
dancing.
Guys were talking about doing that. Wasn't Nicole trying to talk about that?
No, not hip-hop classes.
I thought you were. I could have sworn.
Can you imagine us in a hip-hop class?
No, I couldn't. That's why I was a little surprised.
No, we'll put our tight jeans on and go line dancing instead.
Line
I got cowboy
dancing.
Boots. So basically, we're looking for this morning, you know, what are the classes that you have your kids signed up in? You know, I mentioned earlier, we're scrambling right now because school's going to be out and we want to keep our kids occupied. So we've been looking like crazy for different things mm-hmm. to sign them up in.
It's kind of similar to put them in a camp, I guess.
It is, yeah. Camps, classes, what are they signed up for? Real quick, Summer wrote in on our Facebook. She says, boys, I signed my twin 6-year-old girls up for summer youth yoga classes. It's an hour a day. They learn relaxation techniques and how to control their emotions. And
how
it's
old?
Good exercise. I highly recommend, and of course it's from a summer, 6-year-old girls in youth yoga classes.
Youth yoga.
What?
Well, I actually, that one, I
would
I would endorse that.
It's okay.
You wouldn't?
I don't
See,
know.
See, that's one, you know, you think about all the silly classes that you put your kids
well,
into.
Again, you're paying
that
for them
one
to
is
stretch.
Something that it's a lifetime worth of you know, you what? You don't want them to
no,
stretch?
No, you're paying for them to go stretch and breathe in and out. Again, you can make them sit on the couch and breathe in and out.
Well, no,
and
but you're teaching them to stretch properly.
At six, do you think they're really, really focusing?
Well, I'll put it this way. At six, at least they can stretch and they can bend.
Right.
You wait until you,
what
you know,
are you trying to
our
say?
Age, and you and I trying to do that kind of stuff. Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. The question for you this morning, two of them. What classes did your parents make you take, or what classes have you signed your kids up for? And let's take sports out of this.
Okay.
Because a billion kids do
sports.
They're
already, like, a bunch of them are coming in already. A lot of tennis classes. So, okay.
Yeah, tennis. Yeah, yeah. Sports is one thing. We're talking about the other kind of classes. And these, what I like is the three that I'm going to read begin, my parents made me, my mom signed me up for, and my mother insisted I take. So there's a common theme running here.
Uh-huh.
Delaney says, my parents made me take clogging classes.
Ooh.
Look it up.
Ooh, I don't want to.
I know what clogging is.
That's on my search history then.
My ex-wife actually clogged on the TV show Hee Haw.
Oh,
look that
my
up
gosh.
Too, people. So she was really into clogging. It's very funny. Jen says, my mom signed me up for vocal training at age 7. Nobody else in the class was younger than 13 or 14. I was like their mascot. But at least I've learned pitch, and today I do a lot of karaoke. Thanks, Mom.
All right. She's fun at the bar.
And Marie says, my mother insisted I take pottery classes when I was 12. All my friends brutally made fun of me for years. Not a talent I've ever used again. Well,
probably
that is
not.
The thing.
Kilns are expensive.
You could sign your kids up for things that's really just going to make them a target for all their friends.
Right.
There goes Marie. She can't come out with us. She's going to pottery class.
Old clay hands over there. We got one from Lacey. She says, every summer I sign my girls up for summer kids cooking classes. It's through a local restaurant near me, and they teach the kids 12 and up how to prepare some great meals. They've actually both prepared dinner for the family on numerous occasions, and they do a really good job. And that was from Lacey.
Cool.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's truly a skill that you will carry on. And then my sweet wife, Knick Knack, was listening, and this is why I love her. And I will say she keeps our house in tip-top shape. Mm-hmm. And I do have to thank her mother for this because she says, my mom made me do a manners class growing up. They taught how to properly answer the phone, how to properly sit, how to properly clean the house, pick up after yourself, yada, yada, yada. She says it was called the white gloves class. And she says, I just found the book online. There's a little white gloves and party manners.
They're teaching social graces.
Social graces.
That's what they're, it's kind of a Miss Manners type of thing.
Yeah, so look at that.
And that's another one that wouldn't be a bad idea for more. You know, we joked years ago on this show about how I was going to do a class teaching young men how to be gentlemen and how to treat, don't walk in front of her in the restaurant, do this, blah, blah, blah. And I never did it, but I had several parents reach out, and they're like, Dom, you should do that class. And I always wanted to write back and say, well, why don't you teach your sons how to do this stuff?
This is cute that she did that. The only weird thing about it is, like, when we go to dive bars and stuff, she drinks the beers with her pinky out, and it's super annoying.